Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
It's Barbara Hershey Clark. Thought I'd do an Earth Day cut this close to Earth Day. It's Earth Month in my book. And I remember way, way, way back when Dennis Hooker and Gaylord Nelson and all those guys and Richard Nixon way, way back. This was like 69, 70, and they all managed to create this awareness day of Earth Day, which is on the 22nd of April, which is a Friday. And we begin, you know, of course, I'm not a strong believer in awareness weeks and months and days. I think if we were who we say we are, we would be totally aware all year round, and we should be upholding those standards. And Awareness Day shouldn't be the motivators. If anything, there should be motivators that say, you know, keep improving the standard. But that's just my opinion. And, you know, a lot of folks need those awareness days because we get so tied up in the workaday world and the rushing around and all the things that we allow to control us and who we are. But at the same time, you know, there are times when we have to just step back and take a look at it all and go, and that's why we still do Earth Day and all of those other awareness things. But shouldn't we always be, except in March, shouldn't we always be thinking about and upholding the standards of women who work so hard for equality and all this kind of thing all year round instead of just the month of March? And then that gets tied up into March Madness and all that stuff too. There's so many detractors. Oh, well, anyway, Barbara Hershey Clark, and the whole album is kind of like that. A lot of sort of kids stuff on the album, and it's pretty good. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Marr. This is Inland Folk for April the 2nd and 3rd, depending on when you are listening. We have some Belinda Bowler from her brand new album called Trumpet Vine. Belinda Bowler hasn't done an album since, oh, my gosh, easily maybe 1995, I think. I have to remember when her I'll Meet You Halfway album came out. And she's teaching now in Boise, and she is the ultimate picture of that which is dignity and majestic, Belinda Bowler. She used to be Bindi Bowler way back when she was in her 20s, and that was kind of cute. She's not cute anymore. She's a beautiful, beautiful, queenly person when she gets on the stage. And she still has fun doing it. So we'll hear from Belinda Bowler. We have some Arlo Guthrie. We have Quiles. And I don't think it's Quiles. I think it's Keyless and Cloud. And yeah, we've got lots and lots of stuff. But right now we have Red Dog from their album Hard Time, little instrumental. This is just a good old timey band, Red Dog. And it's called Booth. Thank you.
Okay. gates are wide, abundant entrance there. With 50 miles of elbow room on either side to spare. When the gates swing wide on the other side, far beyond the sunset sea, there'll be room to spare as we enter there. Room for you and room for me. For the gates are wide on the other side, where the flowers ever bloom. On the right hand, on the left hand, 50 miles of elbow room. Sometimes I'm cramped and crowded here and long for elbow room. I want to reach for altitude where the fairer flowers bloom. It won't be long until I pass into that city fair. With 50 miles of elbow room on either side to spare. When the gates swing wide on the other side, far beyond the sunset sea, there'll be room to spare as we enter there. Room for you and room for me. For the gates are wide on the other side, where the flowers ever bloom. On the right, 50 miles of elbow room. On the right hand, on the left hand, 50 miles of elbow room.
Sharp-edged sword, over or under the wall. I may not know much, but this much I do. Don't let what's between get the best of you.
Nice. Just straight up pure old-timey music. Nothing flashy, nothing changes, but at the same time, it has just a wonderful, wonderful energy there. Red Dog from their album Hard Times, and they actually do a fairly decent version of Stephen Foster's Hard Times Coming In, though more than 1,000 people have recorded. Yes, indeed. We're going to do an Arlo Guthrie ticket giveaway in the second hour. Giveaway. That concert in Spokane that I've been talking about is sold out, and we're going to do in the second hour a giveaway. This is for the Saturday show. Those of you listening on Sunday at 8 o'clock in the evening in that hour, you're not going to be able to get those tickets because they will have already been given away. That's the problem when we have a show that airs on a bunch of different stations. But we were given these tickets, and so we might as well give them away. And I'll just think about how I'm going to do that, alrighty? But in the second hour, we will actually be giving away tickets to the Arlo Guthrie concert, the Alice's Restaurant 50th Anniversary Concert, and we will be giving tickets away to that. That is on April the 23rd at the Bing Crosby Theater in Spokane. Alrighty, and I might throw a question at you or something, and we'll see where that goes. All right, we got to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we're going to be right back for lots more stuff. You just hang on because we're coming back. Hang on now.
People listen to classical music to relax, some because it heightens emotions, evokes memories, or maybe because it fuels creativity and stirs the imagination. Why do you listen to classical music? Whatever your reason, we're really glad you've chosen Northwest Public Radio to be your source for NPR and classical music.
Sunny skies to start off the weekend, but clouds and rain are expected to develop next week. Today looks a little warmer than yesterday, with a high on the Palouse of 67, the Lewis Clark Valley 73. Becoming cloudy this evening, with overnight showers and thunderstorms. Then it looks like more sunshine tomorrow before it becomes rainy with more thunder by Monday.
Craftsman's life is a weary life, robs young girls of their heart's delight. It causes them to weep, it causes them to mourn, the loss of a true love never to return. Father, oh father, come build me a boat, and on the Wisconsin I will float. And every raft that passes me by, there will I inquire for my sweet Pine Tree boy. And as she floated on down the stream, she spied three rafts tied into a string. She hailed the pilot as they passed by, and there she did inquire for her sweet Pine Tree boy. Pilot, oh pilot, come tell me true, is my sweet William among your crew? Answer me swiftly, it would give me great joy. None do I love better than my sweet Pine Tree boy. Oh, fair maiden, he is not here. He's drowned at the Dells, it's I do fear. It was at Lone Rock as we passed by. Oh, there we left him, your sweet Pine Tree boy. She wrung her hands and she tore her hair. She acted like a maiden in greatest despair. She dashed her boat up against Lone Rock. Oh, you'd have thought this young girl's heart was broke. Oh, dig my grave, both wide and deep. Place a marble slab at my head and feet. And on each slab, just carve a snow-white dove to tell the world that I died for love. Oh, a timber raftsman's life is a weary life. It robs young girls of their heart's delight, causes them to weep, it causes them to mourn. The loss of a true love, never to return. Master guards the sheepfold bin, wants to know is my sheep rung in. And he's calling, calling softly, softly calling for them all to come gathering in. Oh, the master of the sheepfold, who guards the sheepfold bin, went out on the wind and the rain path where the long night's rain begin. And he said to his hireling shepherd, is my sheep is they all brung in. And he said to his hireling shepherd, is my sheep is they all brung in. Oh, the master guards the sheepfold bin, he wants to know is my sheep brung in. And he's calling, calling softly, softly calling for them all to come gathering in. And the hireling shepherd answered, oh, there's some that's wan and thin, and some that's got all wettered, and they won't come a-gathering in. They are lost and good for nothing, but the rest they is all brung in. They is lost and good for nothing, but the rest they is all brung in. Oh, the master guards the sheepfold bin, wants to know is my sheep brung in. And he's calling, calling, calling softly, softly calling for them all to come gathering in. And the master of the sheepfold, who guards the sheepfold bin, went out on the wind and the rain path where the long night's rain begins. And he let down the bars to the sheepfold, calling soft, come in, come in. And he let down the bars to the sheepfold, calling soft, come in, come in. Oh, the master guards the sheepfold bin, he wants to know is my sheep brung in. And he's calling, calling softly, softly calling for them all to come gathering in. Then up from the gloom and the meadow through the long night's rain and wind, up through the wind and the rain path where the long night's rain begins, come the long lost sheep of the sheepfold, they all come a-gathering in. Come the long lost sheep of the sheepfold, they all come a-gathering in. Oh, the master guards the sheepfold bin, he wants to know is my sheep brung in. And he's calling, calling softly, softly calling for them all to come gathering in.
with the late art theme there. The Master of the Sheepfold. That's the studio version. On the Older I Was, or the Better I Get, the Older I Was, or whatever that album is, there's a live version. This is neat, though, because you really get kind of a studio feel. What I really like about art themed are the sustain of his strings. I think he played D'Addario strings, and I'm not trying to promote D'Addario strings here. I'm just trying to figure out how he could get such a long sustain out of those strings. I don't know if they were light gauge strings or just what's going on there with those strings that he's playing. I want to just go back. And I'm just going to go back here. Don't worry about it. It's all cool. I'm just going to go back here and listen to the tail end of that song and listen to the sustain in those strings.
We call it for them all to come gathering in. Up from the gloom and the meadow through.
Isn't that neat? I just don't know how that works. I want to find strings that sustain like that. I really do. Well, Mr. Art Theme. Art Theme died a year ago May, and we will play Art Theme songs as much as we remember to, at least one a week, because Art Theme to me was folk music. And you can play your Ducks and your Daisy Mays and your Steel Ice Bands and your Fairports and your Chris Teals and all of these folks. And they do what they do, and they do it so well. They do it so incredibly well. But at the same time, it goes back to where it all came from. And that's what Art Theme was so good at. He was good at building the bridges from where it all came from to where it is now. Art Theme lived in Peru, Illinois, Woodstock, Illinois area, and died of basically kind of a Parkinson's thing in a nursing home, but left us enough that we can work with. Left us 5 CDs, and there are 2 pieces of vinyl out on the old Kicking Mule label that are actually still around. And if you want to really, even more than folks like Pete Seeger, if you want to get into what the whole thing is kind of all about from the word go, Art Theme is the one to hunt up, I think. Alrighty, Sierra Hull. Sierra Hull she started out at the age of 13, had an album out on Rounder Records, and a couple albums, actually, I think. And then she kind of hung out for 5 years, didn't do anything. And she's either like the first bluegrasser, but that's not right, because Sarah Giroux. Anyway, she's the first something. First woman, first mandolin picker. I don't know, but I know she did. To get the President's Scholarship to the Berklee School of Music. I've got to check on that. And she's just come out with a brand new album. It's got a lot of vocals on it. And she features people like Abigail Washburn and Bela Fleck and all kinds of folks on this album. And it's produced by Bela Fleck. And there you go, Sierra Hull. And it's a wonderful, wonderful album. A little bit of a moody album, but it's a good album. Check this out, Sierra Hull.
Doesn't matter what you're thinking anymore. And for a while, side of the moon. But for you and me, it's hard to see a glory in the sun. Even if she climbs so high into an ashen sky, a fading light far out of sight will signal a blooming day. From a window sill, you're late. The journey's long to carry on, especially in the dark. Even ask a distant star where the blooming flowers are. She may shoot us back on a jumbo train to the land from where we came. But from space we'll see. Says, I too have seen a coming dream. I talk to stars, got close to Mars, got shot back to where we are. Trembling light.
to say to you, come follow. But you may find my heart's been hollowed out. Seems the water here is shallow, but it's over my head and still I swallow.
Sierra Hull has come up with a fairly moody album, but it's got some great stuff. She does a wonderful version here of The Queen of Hearts, The Queen of Sorrow, the one that Martin Carthy brought forward in the mid-60s. She's Here Today and Gone Tomorrow. This is a really good album, Sierra Hull. We also heard from Abigail Washburn, who harmonizes with Sierra Hull on the earlier tune that we played. And the in-between tune, and then Abigail Washburn. We heard from Abigail Washburn and the Sparrow Quartet, and the Great Wall in China. We heard that. Next hour is a bunch of Arlo Guthrie, and it's a lot of Alice's Restaurant. We're going to play the Alice's Restaurant Revisited, which is one that he did, and he added a couple of things. Now he does not do it that way anymore. This year is the 50th anniversary of Alice's Restaurant, which a lot of people don't get. But it is a kind of a story monument to some of the really stupid things that happened in the 60s. And those kinds of things that we take a look at now and we go, what the heck? And that's what it is. And when you look at it from that standpoint, there's a lot in the Alice's Restaurant. We've played the original several times. We're going to play the Alice's Restaurant Massacre Revisited, which was a deal when Arlo Guthrie worked with Warner Brothers Records. There was a lot of conflict between Warner Brothers and Arlo, and he finally said, okay, so if you're not going to give me the rights to my own albums, I'll go out and do this all over again. So he went to the original church, which is detailed in the Alice's Restaurant, went to the church, had a live audience come in, and they recorded the Alice's Restaurant Massacre Revisited, and then he did the rest of the album, which had been, the original was produced by Fred Hellerman back in 1968 or something like that. He did the whole thing all over again and released it on his own label and said, Warner Brothers, forget you. And now I believe he has the rights to the original. But he just basically said, this is nuts, and defied industry control, which is really cool. Alrighty, Inland Folks production, Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Amanda Cully doing playlists. We're coming right back for lots, lots, lots more music. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on now.